A 61-year-old man has been remanded in custody after appearing in the High Court in connection with the murder of three RUC officers in a bombing in 1982. Martin McCauley from Esmondale in Naas was arrested yesterday on foot of an extradition warrant under the UK-EU Trade and Cooperation Agreement. Our reporter Maggie Doyle has been in court. She joins us now on the line. Maggie, tell us, if you would, about the evidence given by Gardaí today.
Well, Rachel, in the High Court today, a member of Garda Síochána gave evidence that, first of all, he was satisfied that he had identified Martin McCauley as the person on that warrant. Detective Sergeant Adrian Murray told the court that he had asked McCauley yesterday if he was the person whose weapons offences were quashed by the Court of Appeal back in September 10th, 2014. Martin McCauley told Detective Murray he was. The detective then took the High Court through some of the PSNI investigation into the murder of those three RUC officers on the October 27th, 1982. He told the court how officers Sean Quinn, Alan McCloy and Paul Hamilton were travelling in a car in Lurgan when a bomb was detonated remotely, killing all three. Detective Murray then detailed how a PSNI investigation, which started in 2019, has found forensic evidence at the detonation site of that bomb, which was overlooking the road.
Now, the court, Maggie, it also heard from a legal representative for Mr. McCauley.
That's right, yes. Andrew Moriarty, representing Mr. McCauley for Madden Solicitors, said his client would like to apply for bail and noted that he had previously indicated his preparedness to be interviewed by the Chief Constable of the PSNI. Justice Miriam O'Regan then in the High Court said she was satisfied with the evidence of the identification of Martin McCauley, and she remanded the 61-year-old to custody ahead of an extradition hearing next week, or a bail hearing ahead of that if that comes up.
Maggie, thank you very much. Our reporter Maggie Doyle there at the High Court in Dublin.